With an album title like Maybe We're Making God Sad and Lonely, one might accuse Dream End of being a little bit on the overdramatic side. But the group creates soundscapes to match. They've been churning out their shimmering songs for a couple years now, releasing a split EP with Monster Movie and following it with As If by Ghosts. They've gotten better with each outing, and their newest album is no different. The group could easily be lumped in alongside a bunch of other post-rock bands like Mono and Godspeed You Black Emperor, but they vary their style a bit more than either of those other two groups, moving between soaring instrumentals and more concise vocal-driven tracks. That said, Dream End is best when they stretch out on their powerful instrumental pieces. A Place in Thy Memory opens the release and alternates between thunderous rolls of heaving rhythms with blistering guitars and softer moments that blend soft chimes and guitars into more regretful passages. In Her Little Bed We Lay Her mixes a found sound recording of a woman telling a Civil War era ghost story with moody atmospherics, and the combination works quite well, capturing your attention and drawing it in without lingering for too long.
Sam, I told you to shut that door. Didn't you shut it? He said, I most certainly did. Well, I said, shut it again. Said he got up and he shut the door and he put a big old block of wood that was there against the door. And they laid back down and after a little while,
the middle section of the album finds the group creating more straightforward rock numbers, as both Can't Take You and Iceland rely more on vocals, with the former taking sort of a reverb-heavy shoegazer feel, while the latter slogs through dreary, somewhat bland meanderings. Bit of a boost after said tracks. The short Mary Cogswell and Fred Valencourt is a speedy build and blast track that sets the album on a steady course once again. Playing over 100 shows per year, this powerful trio can certainly pack a wallop when they want to.